This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
I want to do bad things with you.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek for a Wednesday evening. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here this evening, joined by Mr. Tim.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You've only just got back to Melbourne a few days ago.
Oh man, I've been on the road trip that never ended.
You and your partner went up to Sydney for the holidays?
We did, and then we decided to come back via the coast road, which, no joke, took almost 16 hours.
It's a long road.
It's beautiful. Lots of roadkill. Thankfully, no kangaroos this time. But some beautiful coastline. We stayed in Marimbula and then worked our way down to Melbourne.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a long drive.
It is. How was Sydney for New Year's, Christmas?
Well, funnily enough, I actually spent New Year's with my parents.
Really?
The first time since I was a teenager. Watching the 9 o'clock fireworks in North Wollongong.
And you were in bed by 11:30.
Not at all. We went to the pub after that and got shit-faced.
Sounds good.
How was yours?
Yes, very good. Few different house parties. Tried to get into a venue here, but it was, you couldn't get in. We arrived at 11:30.
I heard about
expecting
this.
to get in the door, and no.
Everyone had the same idea. Of course.
And it was like, we've got half an hour to get back to where the party we were at. So we got back there by midnight.
The thing about New Year's is, for me at least, it doesn't matter where you are as long as you're with a good bunch.
Yes. Yes. That was the danger. We were like, oh, if we start walking, we're going to be standing in the middle of a street when it hits midnight. But thankfully, there were some cars around that we were able to get and get us back to the party.
Very good.
Now, Tim, of course, it is the lead up to midsummer.
I know, I'm so excited.
This coming Sunday, of course, is Carnival.
And it's going to be 30 degrees, peeps, put on your sunscreen.
Sunscreen, slip, slop, slap.
That's it.
And, of course, get down there early-ish.
Not like me, I'm always late.
Yeah, well, I'm going to set an alarm clock for you, Mr. Tim, because at the Joy Stand, right through the day, all your favourite presenters are going to be there.
We are.
We, including us, we are going to be there from 12:30.
12:30. Is that the real time, or are you just telling me that?
Oh, shit. I really should say 11:30 for you. 12:30, and we're going to be there. Dean's going to be around there as well, so you'll be able to come along, say hello, get your photo taken. We might sign some stuff.
Sporting some brand new Joy merchandise.
Yes, we are wearing the merchandise in the studio as we speak.
We are. We might put some photos up, I reckon.
We could. So that is all happening this coming Sunday, of course. So make sure you get down there bright and early. Sleep, slop, slap, as we said. And you can stay there right through into the probably quite late in the night because Tea Dance is straight after.
That's right. That's going to be loads of fun.
It is.
Last year we had a bear pit in the middle.
Oh.
It was very sweaty and sexy and lots of eye candy.
So that is happening. And now, in the studio tonight, though, we also have some eye candy.
We do.
It is as... So we have the team from Butch Masters Man of Destiny.
Have to say that very masculine. Butch Masters
Man of Destiny. So it is a musical comedy... Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
So it is a musical comedy from the team. So we're going to be finding out all about that this evening.
Joy 94.9.
On Joy 94.9, this is Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice and Mr. Tim are with you this evening. And we have a cast of thousands in the studio, Tim.
Ooh. Welcome!
Yeah.
We have Butch Masters, Man of Destiny cast and creator in the studio.
We do. So going from we'll go around the room, but we've got Jamie.
Hello, I'm the creator, Jamie Burgess.
And we have Mitch.
Hello, I play Butch Masters.
There we go.
You look very Butch, by the way.
Very Butch.
That was really sexy.
Did you know?
You got a good voice for radio. Yeah.
We've also got Justin.
Hello, I'm Justin Clawson, and I'm playing Trunch Luncheon.
And also, last but not least, Eden. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
A girl.
I am a girl. Yes, I'm Eden Swan. I'm playing Mitzi, the local Asian dominatrix.
So Jamie, let's start with you. We'll find out a little bit about the show first, I think. And I guess what is Butch Masters all about?
Well, I have to start by saying it's a big gay musical, and it's a real big gay musical. Original, fun, lots of rockin' songs. Lots of the inspiration comes from, strangely, Disney. And I know, and strangely for a very grown-up show, it comes from Disney. And do you love Little Shop of Horrors? Do you know Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, yeah.
One of my all-time favorite musicals, and it's kind of influenced the style of writing for the show. I love big pop ballads. I love three-part harmonies. So we're introducing a brand new girl group in the show called The Fag Hags. And they are a sort of three-part harmonizing narrator of the whole show. And they are pretty show-stopping. And, you know, along with these three people who are in the cast is actually 20 others. So we couldn't all fit in here
so
tonight.
So much gay in the one.
This is a big room, but it would have been a tight fit, guys.
It would have been.
the jokes have started.
Here we go. I hope you've got your radio up loud.
So you mentioned a couple of bits of inspiration. Tell us a little bit about when you're writing a book as industry goss.
Which means just the story.
The story. Yep. What inspires you and what do you draw from?
The story kind of started from me wanting to twist the world and make it a gay world with a straight protagonist, but make it an absolute gay demographic musical. So it's about this straight guy's journey towards self-acceptance and his sort of journey towards the community accepting him and saying to everyone that it's okay for me to be different and it's okay for me to be straight.
Because the premise of the story is that it is a young heterosexual male.
Yes.
In a gay world.
There are heterosexuals, and it's our job to make us feel comfortable. So that's sort of what the musical is saying. But it's also so that the audience is, you know, typically the gay demographic is sort of what I'm aiming at. But I wanted the straight audience to sit there and go, oh, I get what it's like now. I get why, you know, that question of when did you know you were gay and all of those sort of things. I get why that's such a stupid and redundant question now. Because when you're in a heterosexual world where everything is heteronormative, it's kind of that journey of self-acceptance just happens for us pretty gradually from early age and right on. And it's the same with Butch. He knows he's straight and we first meet him when he's born and then we meet him when he's going off to his first day at primary school and then we meet him when he's graduating college. And so we sort of have this coming of age story of this character who is obviously heterosexual when he's 5 years old and then obviously heterosexual when he's 17 years old and grows into being the face of a heterosexual revolution.
So was the intention to educate and entertain at the same point, or it was you were going for a gay audience and you were hoping that the straight audience could catch on?
Yeah, I know, straight audiences are pretty difficult, you know. I'm kidding, we're all laughing, but sorry straight
we
people
love you.
You're listening, we love you, and it takes two of you to make one of us. thanks.
Oh, I love it.
But you know, the thing is, musical theatre is actually, and you guys can join in on this one too, musical theatre is pretty heteronormative, and if you think about it, there are really quite few gay-themed musicals or musicals with an overtly gay content. There's probably about, I think, 20 in the canon that are well-known-ish that have gay content. And out of there, there's probably only two or three that are really specifically gay story-driven that have made any kind of headway. Like La Cage aux Folles is probably the biggest one, or The Birdcage featuring Robin Williams. It's probably the biggest one that everyone knows of,
or
with I Am What I Am,
like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. That big song. Mm. So it's actually kind of still groundbreaking to have a gay musical with a big cast and a big, you know, lots of songs and lots of bombastic musical moments. It's still pretty groundbreaking to do that. And I think if there's a country where we ought to be breaking some ground, it's Australia, because we're not as conservative as our American counterparts. We should be having successful gay big musicals, I think. And this is the start of the revolution.
It's time to come out.
It's time to come out.
Really?
God, I wish the musicals were a bit gayer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean it.
Nothing like a gay musical.
Gay old time. Justin, so for you, mm-hmm. let's go with you. How's it different being in a gay themed musical as opposed to another type of musical, which you've done?
Yeah, I think that it's different in the way that it allows all of the cast to just be incredibly natural. It's really lovely being who you are and not having to put on this facade of, oh, I have to be really straight, or I have to be really gay, or I have to be whatever is required. It's nice to be in a production where you can be accepted for who you are and give and not have to excuse yourself at all. I think that's really important. And I think it's really important in general society to not have to excuse yourself.
Mitch, you're playing the straight boy.
Yes, that's true.
So the role is somewhat reversed, potentially.
It is, actually. What drew me to the project was the nature of the story and telling queer stories and the satire of Butch Masters. And I think the reverse is a really clever way of kind of pointing that out to straight audiences. And I love getting to be this kind of straight character in this world of gay and being completely accepting of it because it is my world. And it's so refreshing to see all of the performers being themselves. It's so refreshing as a musical theatre male actor. Like, there's a very large percentage of us are gay and we never get to tell our stories, or we rarely get to tell our stories. So it was just, as much as I'm not playing a gay character, I feel like I'm a part of it and I can still be a part of telling those stories.
Like, I have to say, at rehearsal, usually when you're rehearsing a musical, everyone, like, when it's like finished, scene done, everyone take a 5 or take a 10-minute break, all the camp happens in the break. So everyone's like, oh, girl, are you going to get some water? Yeah, girl, get me a water, girl. And, you know, off you go, and it's camp-tastic for 10 minutes of incredible joy, and then it's like back on, and everyone's like, oh, hello.
Yeah, it's really quite, and, you know, boring in our breaks.
And then you're like,
everyone,
the joy
talks
of it
about,
is, you know, that everyone, it's just this seamless flow of just joy from the break to joy on stage, and it's just totally, it's making the rehearsal process an absolute pleasure. To watch, and just a thrilling thing to have happen, because it's like there isn't a break between having a little water break and everyone just being themselves and then getting to the stage. It's like, no, we're still there. And it's really nice to see, and really thrilling to see, and really quite moving to witness.
It's beautiful and authentic, which is really lovely.
Which you wouldn't think from a show named Butch Martin. And it's a musical comedy, by the way. It's not even a comedy.
No.
Because part of the storyline deals with fertility.
Yeah, we'll get to that shortly. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I've teased you.
tease.
That's like having a break with radio. It just continues. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
The campness happens. The campness.
Now, Eden, in the studio at the moment, you're the odd one out.
Am I?
Are you? Well,
a girl.
A girl. You identify as a female.
I do.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I do.
Cast is gender diverse, so I'm guessing. So you've got other females there to work with. But have you found a difference in stepping into a gay world like Jamie's put together?
Well, interestingly, this is probably my first music theatre production for about 6 years.
Oh, wow.
I actually heard about the production from a friend, and she said, you know, you have to audition, the script is hilarious, it's so good, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And then she told me a bit more about the story in depth, and I was like, oh, that actually does sound hilarious, I might read it. And I read the script, and I read the part of Mitzi, and I instantly fell in love. And I was like, okay, stop, I need to do this production. I'm weeping. So, yeah, I guess my role, mainly, the thing that most excited me about the role was the strength of being a female sexual character in this world. So obviously, as it's reversed to this world, sexual females are revered, which is my character as the dominatrix. So it's really awesome to play her and being sort of respected for being, you know, who I am, a strong sexual female. So it's awesome. I'm loving it.
As a dominatrix, do you do anything to prepare yourself getting into character?
Here we go.
This is where it
turn up
good.
Your knob.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. I mean, are we even allowed to say these kinds of things?
You have not listened to Hide and Seek before, have you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, I did have a rehearsal today and we actually did some Tai Chi. Dirk and I did do some Tai Chi, read into that as you will. But no, I think there's actually a lot more, now that I've gone into rehearsals, my character is a lot more complex than I thought she was in the beginning. I was doing a lot of like comedy offers and there's actually, yeah, quite a deep story to Mitzi, which I'm loving, which adds to her, yeah, complexity and her being like a strong female in the end. So I'm just going to leave the mystery with that and not explain my dominatrix regime. You're just going to have to come and see it if you want to see. So.
But haven't you got sort of an agreement with Eagle Leather kind of pen? I'm just going to say that.
No, I don't, but I should.
And are you listening?
Yeah, look, all of the leathers, just the everything, it's all going to come out. I'm really excited. Nunchucks, maybe, who knows?
Can I say that Eden sent me an email from reading that script and the email was one of the best things I've ever read in my life.
I get to go shopping.
It was just like, you know, because at that point, you know, and Eden knows this, so it's not a surprise, but at that point, I sort of had someone else in mind for the Mitzi character. And I had kind of already approached this other girl. And then Eden sent me this amazing email, which literally just had me on the floor in fits, and I loved it. And then she sent me some pictures, some links to the work that she's been doing, because Eden Swan is a performer in her own right of her own work and creates her own characters. And so she sent me links to the pictures. As soon as I saw the pictures, I thought, oh my God, she actually is Mitzi.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
That was it. I just had to have her because she's got the world, the look, the everything. Come and see her, everyone, because God, she's beautiful and stunning. Look up Eden Swan.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, she's blushing.
Then you'll
she's
get, blushing then you'll now. Get what we're talking about. If you've got a picture while you're listening to her talk, I swear to God, it'll turn you on.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting with the team from Butchmasters, Man of Destiny,
Hi. A
musical comedy happening at Midsummer.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Andrew the Apprentice, Mr. Tim with you here on Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Tim, we have got a massive cast in the cast and crew in the studio.
We almost don't have enough room for this many people.
Oh, and it's very so warm tight. In the studio tonight
oh,
as well.
It's getting really hot in here.
There's so many hot men so in here. And Eden, of course.
Yes.
We have everyone here. Well, not everyone, but several of the lead characters and the creator of Butchmasters, Man of Destiny. It is the story of young Butch, a heterosexual born into a world where procreation has become a thing of the past and where everyone is glad to be gay. Now, Jamie, who is, of course, one of the creator of Butchmasters.
I am God.
and in playing God.
If only we could put some reverb on that. Like, I am God, God.
We have the power.
I know, let's do that.
But Jamie, in being God, you've used it as a platform to, I suppose, demystify something.
Yeah, we talk a lot about fertilization in the show in a really tongue-in-cheek way.
What? How did that come about?
I just sort of thought, great, so the world's gone gay. And then it was like, well, how? Honestly, how did the world go gay? Like, think about it. Everyone didn't just wake up one morning and suddenly switch sexualities. That's, surprise, surprise, not how it happens.
Well, it's a pretty good idea.
You didn't just take the pink pill and wake up the next morning.
Yeah.
But I thought if there was a progression of sort of women find, you know, there was a way of women not actually requiring men anymore. And, you know, there is talk about that and sort of the hilarious, you know, this comedy talk about that, I guess, when you talk about fertilization and how you can, you know, freeze sperm and then women can just have it whenever they want. It's like, well, who needs a man? And I thought, there you go. There's the germ of that idea. And I thought, who needs a man? And if we get to a point where women don't, and so they just stop sleeping with men, then men are going to go, hey, oh, well, might as well sleep with you, and off they go and pair up with each other. So that was sort of the comedy way of how I got to the storyline starting. So the world has kind of been taken over by this evil villain called B. St. Lee, who runs B. St. Lee's Life Clinic, which is like a fertilization clinic that now runs the world. because, of course, to run the world, you have to, you know, appeal to the women. Yeah.
I was going to say be a woman, sorry.
Or be a woman. Whoops.
So, Mitch, have you ever had to cover sperm donation topics in any of your theatre productions prior to this?
How much time you got?
Well, it all started when I covered sperm donation topics.
No, literally never. This will be my first time.
I made it through the wild.
But it's something that I'm very interested in exploring, and I've done a lot of research on it.
And so is it a case of being an actor, you get a topic, even if it's a musical comedy, you actually go away and sit down and do some research? And
absolutely, yeah. If you're an actor, you should really research as much as possible about whatever you're given so that you can give the most truthful performance. But you can still make that funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing Tai Chi this morning.
The serious side of it is that Monash IVF are our principal sponsor, and that relationship is something that I really cherish, and I'm really glad that we have brought on board, because Monash IVF are doing some amazing things for fertility for the gay community and really focusing on ensuring that gays and lesbians can start their own families. And I think that's something really precious. I think that's more, and I'm going to be cut down for this maybe, but I think that's more important and a more important discussion than gay marriage. I think it's about making sure that if you've got a dream of having children of your own that are genetically linked to you, that that can actually happen now through places like Monash IVF. So I'm really impressed with their commitment to this project and impressed with them jumping on board and giving their support, especially financially, but also just behind the project. I really love it.
Justin, what did you learn from Monash IVF coming on board and the show being around a bit about sperm donation?
I think that them being on board, really for the cast as well, it's kind of opened everyone's eyes to what we as gay men and women are able to do now, really, what our options are. And where we've come from, you know, we no longer have to hide from anything. We don't have a limited amount of options in the world, and it's growing. It's growing. It's really, really lovely. I think them being on board really, really helps the community to know that we are not alone. We have strength.
It's an exciting time to be alive, I think.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it again. I just think it's such an exciting time to be alive. And this is just another way to, I guess, have equality, really.
It is, yeah.
And the other thing is, having Monash IVF on board, like in Victoria, at the moment there's a shortage of sperm donors, and we're hoping to really help that out and get the message out there that we need more men donating sperm.
Yeah, we want to lend a hand. There you go.
See, gay men really can come in handy.
Yeah.
Sperm.
And I think the argument about IVF, etc., also links through to gay marriage as well, because it's all about family. And
exactly. We can be parents now.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't need permission to be parents now. We can decide that. And we have people like Monash IVF getting in behind that decision.
Yeah, that's great. Really good.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're chatting to the creator and some of the cast of Butchmaster's Man of Destiny. You're on Joy 94.9.
It's midsummer time again, and Australia's largest diverse gender and sexuality arts and culture festival is calling out for volunteers to help make this huge event happen. If you have a couple of hours to give during Carnival, please get in touch with the Midsummer team. It's a great way to meet new people, have a bit of fun, and be part of one of the biggest events on the Melbourne calendar. For more info on getting involved, visit midsummer.org.au or head to the Midsummer Facebook page. Midsummer, inspiring inclusion colourfully. Community service announcement supported by Joy.
Joy 94.9, Hide and Seek. Andrew and Tim are with you, and the cast of Butchmaster's Man of Destiny. Tim, can you do Man of Destiny better than me?
Man of Destiny.
There we go. It is.
Can I be your voiceover guy?
That's just what we're missing from this show.
Now, Tim, we should briefly stop and do the plug. It is happening nightly from 4 p.m. on Sundays, 8 p.m. every other night. January the 28th through to February the 6th at the Alex Theatre in St Kilda. It is part of Midsummer. Head to midsummer.org.au for all the details. So it is in Alex Theatre down in St Kilda. Now, key questions we always tend to ask at this time of year.
Is there any gossip on the set?
Oh, this is a good one. Oh,
girl. Girl.
Let me take off my earrings and hold my poodle.
Have you got an umbrella? There's about to be some shade
going on. Yeah, no, we all hate each other.
We like bitch fights.
Yeah, pretty much.
Butch
yeah.
fights, I think it is.
They're butch fights.
Oh, that's the Kiwi version.
You can actually hashtag butch, please, and that's our new thing. Butch, please.
Is there nudity? Is there a penis involved anywhere on stage?
There's lots of penises. everywhere.
It's a sausage.
There we go. It really is. And that is the best way to market it. There is lots of penises everywhere.
And nudity.
Lots of hot guys on stage, not wearing a lot, really.
Yep.
Do you know what? We have a really attractive cast, and I'm not just saying that. We really do. Everyone's hot apart from these guys in here. If only you could see them.
That's why we're on radio.
Don't go to the Facebook page, Butch Masters Musical, and have a look at their pictures at all.
So did you do casting on Grindr or something?
No, because they don't like you.
he just saw me on the street.
Yeah. You're coming back with me.
Can I tell you the really cute story about how I cast Mitch, because I had actually started the idea of the show long, long time ago, and then sort of thought, look, I need to get a musical up, because I moved from New Zealand to Melbourne to write musicals and get them up, and they take a long time. It's not an easy thing to do. And I went to a friend's party at Friends Barbecue, Trevor Jones. I went to his barbecue and met Mitch there. And the moment I sort of laid eyes on Mitch, I went, oh my God, you're so Butch Masters. And then we just kept talking. And then I was like, you are Butch Masters. And I even said by the end of the barbecue, I think I'm going to kind of write a show for you. would that be okay? And he was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yes, sweet. And cut to us now. Yeah. Yay.
Not trying to embarrass you, Mitch, but he's sort of got that American superhero-ish look.
He certainly does.
Guys.
His head won't be able to get out the door.
Mitch is gorgeous. So have a look at the Facebook page and check out Mitch. It's worth looking at. But, you know, everyone in the cast is really super gorgeous and attractive, and all different shapes, all different sizes. We're multi-ethnic cast. It's gender diverse. It's gender queer. So it's that was the idea of the show. I wanted it to be as diverse as possible, because musical theatre, you know, while it's heteronormative, it's also very much cast based on look. So you walk into the room, and if you look like the character, you get the job, and that's sort of part of the deal. So you kind of have to be a swaggering straight man when you walk into the audition room to get the swaggering straight man part, you know what I mean? So this show I wanted to write so that a gay man can mince across the audition room and like, get the role, because he's actually gorgeous and talented, rather than he just looks like a strapping straight man.
And that's how I got the role. I minced on it.
But there's a good mix of like female-friendly content in the show, as well as male-friendly content in the show. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of male-friendly content in the show. But everyone will enjoy it.
So, Eden, as we wrap things up, what's been the thing? You know, we're a few days away still from opening night, but what have you learned so far from being part of this production?
Oh my goodness! Well, it is such a relief to be in such a fun and friendly atmosphere. It's probably one of the funnest productions I've ever been in, I think. And I knew some of the cast members from other productions in the past, so it's been great to like reconnect with them. I don't know. It's just, yeah, just the script is so funny. The intent of the whole production is so awesome, and everyone's just so great. I really don't know what else to say, because I'm just having so much fun and getting my whips out and whipping myself, just whipping everyone.
living.
I breathe it, I breathe it.
So does everyone have to be able to sing?
Oh.
There was such hesitation there.
I know,
yes, they do.
I got really scared by that answer, because like everyone's a really a good singer, and I kind of thought that was a given. Are we not cast on our ability to sing? Excuse me.
No, we have a really great cast of singers.
Some people were cast just for their looks, though.
Stop talking about me, Mitch.
Do you know what? Everyone's also a stunning singer. So there you go. Not only do you get something attractive to watch, but you also have something attractive to listen to, and that is part of the deal. I write pretty good songs, if I do say so myself.
Does he, Justin, really? Myself.
They are phenomenal.
Okay.
No, they really, really
not,
are.
Not just sucking up.
No. I wouldn't even bother doing that. No, Jamie is a phenomenal songwriter. And Jamie and I have been working together for the last 4 or 5 years. And some of the things that he's written me, I'm just floored by.
Mitch, what's the key thing you've learnt so far in the process?
I think learning to work with such a diverse group of people and how you can, it's like, it's so much fun and so lovely to work with all of these queer actors and creative team and crew. I think it's, yeah, that's one of the best things about the show.
And Jamie, it sounds a little, look, to be honest, it sounds a little bit like hide and seek. You're trying to use a bit of entertainment to educate.
Absolutely.
And sex sells. Jamie, I suppose for you, it's been a labour of love for a while.
Absolutely.
And you must be nervous.
I'm nervous, but at the same time, I have such confidence in the show that it's good. And I have such confidence in the cast because the rehearsals are such a pleasure. That I absolutely know that once the show's up and once people start seeing it, the word of mouth is going to happen and we're going to have a fantastic season. But, you know, before that, get in and book your ticket or you might miss out. But, but you know, the word of mouth is really what's going to help this show because no one knows it. No one's heard it before. So as soon as people start seeing it, I feel like we're going to light a fire and off we go. It's going to be great.
So, Jamie, Mitch, Justin and Eden, a big thank you for joining us this evening on Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
That is, of course...
You guys are so hot. Yeah,
we just came.
That is the team from Butch Masters, Man of Destiny, Thursday the 28th, Friday the 29th, and then the previews, then Saturday the 30th through to Saturday the 6th of February, 8 p.m. on all shows except for the Sunday, which is 4 o'clock. Alex Theatre, St Kilda, head to midsummer.org.au for all the details and to make your bookings. Tim, that's about time for the show.
It's been lots of fun.
It has been lots of fun. So, of course, down on Sunday is Midsummer Carnival. Don't forget, this coming Sunday, we will be there at the Joy Stand from 12:30.
Signing asses.
What are you wearing?
Yes. And boobs.
I hope you're not wearing anything.
Not much.
No, we'll be wearing these, what we're wearing at the moment.
You're not wearing pants.
But you're not wearing anything right now. That's just
exactly.
Just buttless chaps.
Look, we've got to show off the merchandise. Okay?
Yeah, but we'll be signing a lot of things. Breasts, boobs, whatever people want signed. As long as you make a donation. There we go. There's a rider on that.
We're not cheap, okay?
So we will see you down there on Sunday. Also, of course, don't forget our podcasts are up every week at joy.org.au/hideandseek. A big thank you to David for all of that.
Does a brilliant job.
Brilliant job, exactly. Coming up next is Stripped Down with JB. But Tim, first off, I know you only got back from Sydney a couple of days ago, but yes. Have you managed to book anything else apart from Carnival?
Nothing.
Nothing yet.
I'm very disorganized.
Yes.
What should I book?
Well, there's a few things around.
Maybe Butch Masters.
Butch Masters is one,
of
course.
You put that on the list.
Yep. I'm going to a couple of things so far. Of course, Pride March is on the 31st of January. We've got to remember that.
I'll probably be at that in not much.
And look, without wanting to highlight too many things in market other things, but I've got tickets to the water polo.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That will be lots
That'll
of fun.
That'll be lots of fun.
I hope the Butch Masters cast get to go to water polo.
Yes, water polo. Well,
the Butch Masters cast should just do a visit.
Yeah.
We could sing for them.
Sing for
I think Dolly Diamond might be singing, so you know, you're not going to get on stage.
Yeah. Well, we're never going to get a word in with Dolly.
Exactly. And the VAC hypothetical is the other one I'm going to next Tuesday evening.
That will be interesting.
That'll be interesting. I went to last year. Very, very informative.
There's certainly lots happening.
So that's been Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self for another week. Welcome back, Tim.
And thank you.
You'll be back in a couple of weeks' time.
I shall.
Coming up next is JB here on Joy 94.9.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.